As a member of the State House, I will do what I can to encourage the development of alternative energy sources, knowing that for the time being, they'll play a small role in our total consuming level of energy. So far, not too many jets, airplanes, trains, trucks run on solar or wind energy, but we need to do what we can to develop these alternative sources, especially in our smaller communities, so that we can reduce the impact of global warming on the state of Alaska. Thanks.
Thank you. Mr. Christ-Tompkins, same question.
Thank you. Climate change is real, first of all. I don't say I believe climate change is real, because I don't think there's belief that's really involved in that statement. It's an empirical fact, and if you talk with anyone who is having their village wash away into the Chukchi Sea, as is occurring in Shishmaref or Kaktovik, that's not an academic or intellectual scenario. So it's a huge problem for Alaska. It's a huge problem for our state. Arguably, it's trickling down into interactions we're seeing in our everyday life. The older brother of a friend of mine from growing up got mauled by a bear over on Chichagof Island a couple of weeks ago. It was made the rounds in the news. And I was talking with his friend, the gentleman who actually shot the bear and saved the person who got mauled, saved his life. And he was speculating that because it was such a terrible pink salmon year, well below even low projections to begin with, and the possible impact in the oceans and acidification and diminished salmon returns, that it's stressing bears. So, I mean, whether it's something very real like communities washing into the ocean or scenarios like that, it's a changing world, and I think it's problematic. And prioritizing investment in sustainable and renewable energy is hugely important in my mind. Conversion of ocean-going cargo to LNG is a hugely exciting means as sort of a bridge fuel in the 21st century, and that's happening with Tote Maritime for maritime freight going to Anchorage, and that's something I strongly support. And there will be applications for cruise ships also here in Southeast Alaska. It's really exciting. That's something that I think is a lot of promise. So climate change is real, and as a legislator, I'm excited and to be proactive about that issue in any way possible to support people in Alaska who are facing, as you put it, the wrath of climate change.